This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You have Senate rules that govern that as to what you would do. And then there's, you know, if litigation were to be necessary for a particular issue, that would have to be looked at. But this idea that we can short-circuit the system, which is what they've been doing for 3 months, is not something we're willing to go with.
Whether a witness is simply being brought before this body for the purposes of retribution, in the case of the whistleblower, or to smear the Bidens without material purpose relevant to these proceedings, we're not asking that you accept our judgment on that. We're proposing that the Chief Justice make that decision.
Sekulow and Schiff, what do they have in common? One represents the president. The other represents the Democrats. At least he's one of the House managers. So you heard two different sides of this. It's all about Chief Justice Roberts and his decision, however. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. So it's been now a couple of weeks, more than a couple times three, the possibility of new witnesses in the Senate trial. Still very much unknown at this point. It's interesting because next week is supposed to be the State of the Union. What do you do if you're the President of the United States? You're supposed to deliver a State of the Union address to the nation, but you are in the middle of being impeached or you're on trial. Let's put it that way. So, of course, Senator Susan Collins from Maine, Mitt Romney of Utah, both announced they would vote to subpoena witnesses in the impeachment trial of the president. So that's two down. Collins and Romney were expected to be the swing votes, along with Lamar Alexander from Tennessee and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They would hook up to the Democrats to vote in subpoenaing witnesses, such as National Security, I've Got a Book, advisor John Bolton. But Alexander said he would oppose the witnesses. So it's not looking good. Isn't it interesting how the fates and fortunes change? Because at first it seemed as though there was going to be witnesses. There would be a vote and they would have enough. So a majority of the Senate sets policy in the trial, 47 Senate Democrats. I'll give you the numbers if you don't know. They need at least four to jump ranks and jump to the Democrats and their point of view with the witnesses. For the 53 Republicans to support subpoenas to summon witnesses or documents, as House managers have urged. The Democrats are behind in the count because of the numbers they have on the Hill, and it looks like some that they counted on, they can't count on. Does that mean somebody else might change their mind? We don't know. The Senate will vote Friday on the subpoenas. A motion to subpoena a witness would fail on a 50-50 tie, so it's not clear whether Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, who is presiding, would actually break the tie. Interesting, isn't it? And one thing that has happened with Bolton, the New York Times reported that his pending book described the president telling his aide that he suspended $391 million in military aid to the Ukraine under the condition of investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. But the president says, no, I did not tell Bolton that the Ukraine aid was tied to the investigations. He suggested he might fight to block Bolton's testimony under executive privilege anyway to protect the confidentiality of advice from top aides. So that's where this sits at this point. House managers presented their articles of impeachment. The lawyers presented their defense of the president. The clash in that respect is pretty much over, but now it's kind of a question of the whole, it's not kind of, it's a question of the whole witness thing. And you heard Jay Sukalo, who's a defense lawyer for the Prez, and he argued that no witnesses were needed because the House manager said they already had overwhelming evidence to prove their case. And he added that the president's team would want to call its own witnesses if any were allowed. So he would call the Bidens. He would call Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the whistleblower. That was the complaint where this all started. People forget about that. Remember the whistleblower? That complaint about the president's dealings with the Ukraine sparked this whole impeachment inquiry in the first place, and where we're at now with the Senate. And all the polls are pretty interesting because the president's approval ratings are pretty have risen, depending on the poll, but have risen in the middle of all of this. And then the polls over impeachment and continuing and witnesses, it's kind of either 60-40 or 40-60, and then that, of course, swings on partiality and just depends. Trust me, I'm the poll princess, and I've looked at so many of them. The statistics just reek when they reach out and grab you. There really is in the middle lane. It's either one or the other. And again, this is no surprise to any of us. I said this the other day because this is certainly where we're at in this country. All right, something that many of you have emailed me about, and we're going to go to the mailbag next, is what's going on with the coronavirus. Many people are concerned because now there was a brush in the U.S., and the U.S. is advising against all travel to China, to really pretty much all of it. The World Health Organization on Thursday declared a global emergency, so global, over the coronavirus. 200 people dead in China. That's where it originated. And it has spread to other countries, including the United States. So because of this virus, there have been a couple of strange things that have happened. The UN Health Agency, by the way, defines an international emergency as an extraordinary event that would constitute a risk to other countries and requires a coordinated international response. So in the 7 days ending at midnight on Thursday, the National Health Commission reported those 596 cases. Those had been cured and discharged from the hospital, but they're absolutely talking about travelers should be prepared for restrictions that'll just jump into effect. And there are other concerns in other countries, including in the United States, France, Germany, Japan, Canada, South Korea, Vietnam, all of those places. China's UN ambassador, Zhang Zheng, said in New York that we are still at a very critical stage in fighting the coronavirus, but said the epidemic is still mainly confined to China and urged the international community against any overreaction. But there is absolutely reaction to this because of how easy it is to spread the virus. A man in the U.S. is married in the United States and South Korea. They confirmed their first cases of person-to-person spread of the virus. A man in the U.S. married to a 60-year-old Chicago woman got sick from the virus after she returned from a trip to the Chinese city that is the epicenter of the outbreak. So that is cause for concern. In South Korea, a 56-year-old man who had contact with a patient was diagnosed with the new virus earlier. So just like that, just a little brush and that's it. Is it the next SARS or can the coronavirus be shut down? Many of you asked that question. We're going to the mailbag next.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
He says is right. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. You can sign up for my newsletter. That's in the future here for 2020. But some highlights from the show for sure, things you might have missed, and some great resources. I'll be sending them to you if you sign up for it. And then you get a sense of where we're taking the show to, like Ireland this year. We'll be going to Palm Springs, California. We have a fabulous affiliate in Palm Springs, and it's just a fun place to go. I don't know if you haven't been there. Honestly, I would put it on your list. I did get a few emails from Palm Springs, so it's interesting. Looking at it, KGX Real Talk 99.1 FM and 9:20 AM. Big shout out to all the boys there. Just so nice, and it's. And I got two different emails from people who listened to us there. So one was from Joe, who said, Kate, the coronavirus scares the crap out of me. Can I say crap? You can. And I don't understand this new virus, how one day they're telling us, oh, not as big of a deal. You might want to avoid the ground zero for it, the epicenter. And then more people are dying. And I think you said it best, and you had somebody on talking about the scary thing is how easy this is transmitted. And, of course, the State Department is telling us to consider departing the areas and getting out of China, and that's why they stopped that plane and filled it up with Americans. I think they're not trying to cause a panic, but the more that death toll climbs, I think the weaker their case for not having a panic becomes. What do you say? Well, I talked about the World Health Organization saying it was a global health emergency. Then the State Department, do not travel to China. So I think that's pretty much hitting you right on the head with that. The fact that you have almost 10,000 people infected now, 9 cases popped up in Taiwan, a 6th case in the U.S., and then I described in the Chicago situation the first person-to-person transfer of that. So, I think it is, obviously, it's getting worse. Obviously, it's about stamping out this virus, and there is misinformation that is flying around about it, flying around about cures for it. So, you know, anytime you get something that says, oh, we have a cure for coronavirus, yeah, just like they did for SARS immediately. But people panic, so they start to look at what they're reading on Facebook or wherever. In fact, Facebook has to remove some of their information for this fake cures and some other misleading things that they have out there. So they're getting rid of photos and videos and all that kind of stuff about the coronavirus because of the fact that it's such becoming at a high level, almost epidemic, and travel is being said not to, you know, State Department saying don't even go there, but even just Facebook is worldwide. So the idea is, hello, stop the misinformation, because you're connecting people to other people, and it's not good if they think that they can get some kind of, like they were talking about drinking bleach, that would cure it. So that's harmful because, you know, you think who's going to drink bleach, but undoubtedly somebody will panic and think that's what they can do. And, you know, in Hong Kong, they are having a bit of a panic over the coronavirus, and that completely makes sense to me. All right, here's another one from Trooper. I like that. Trooper. Trooper says, yo, Delaney, I dig the show. I like the fact that you kind of pong around, because you're right, impeachment, 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 give us the hits, pound it on your opinion, and then can we move on and not constantly talk about it? So my question to you is, like you, I am a content junkie, and I am a news hound and political hound and sports hound. So this is the time to escape sports, but is it? How about Super Bowl ads and Bloomy spending a bunch of money? Do you know how much he spent for Super Bowl ads? He spent $11 million, which is, I don't know, like $100 for him. $11 million of his own money, 60-second Super Bowl ad. Think about that. What would that do to you if you had $11 million? But he's one of the richest people in the world. And obviously he's a Democratic candidate and money is not the thing. So he was able to spend it. There was kind of a clever thing that the Washington Post did. So I love your question, Trooper, because they broke down commercial spots, especially Bloomberg spot, and the fact of what that means, what that's the equivalent of $11 million on his own money, you know, for that. And running an ad-driven presidential campaign would get expensive. He's already spent $250 mil on television and online ads. He's worth $60 billion or more. So he certainly has the money. And the ad has to hit home. But how do you hit it home with a political ad? That's when people, I would think, would kind of turn to the chips and the pizza and everything else, unless it's very, very clever. And speaking of clever Super Bowl ads, by the way, a little sneak peek for you coming up in the Man Cave. We've pulled a few of those Super Bowl ads so you can hear them. There's always a lot of pressure when so much money's on the line, when it costs almost $6 million for a 30-second ad. It is all about how clever can the ad agency be, who do they hire, and how do they pull it all together, because they're hoping to hit a home run and make a statement. Speaking of a statement, Got this one from Mr. Mac. He calls himself Big Mac. So Big Mac says, hey, Kate, I know this is a big weekend with the Super Bowl and all that sort of stuff, but I heard you talking about that drug tunnel. I was fascinated. Thanks for bringing that to us. And I can only imagine what that was like for you traveling around with some Border Patrol agents. And those smuggling tunnels are pretty common, eh? And this one was maybe one of the biggest or worst. Yeah, you know, remember tunnels were big for the Sinaloa drug cartel because El Chapo, he used them to get out of prison. So they haven't made any arrests in connection with this latest one. And what's so weird, but I guess you think of how much territory there is, where do they always come out of? They come out of Tijuana and into San Diego. So this is what this was. It was hidden beneath a small industrial building in Tijuana. And it was long, and it had a railway. I mentioned this the other day. Ventilation, plumbing, the whole thing. And it was the length of 12 football fields. So they were smuggling drugs. There's no doubt about that. It went into an industrial area of San Diego. But nobody was in the tunnel when they discovered it, and mapping it takes a while to be able to do that. So they had been somehow they found it, and they started to map it, and then it was blocked off from the inside by sandbags, and it also had an unfinished dead end offshoot that was 500 feet past the border. So how about that? So this was the longest one they've ever found. It was 4,300 feet. And like I said, the plumbing, the whole thing, I mean, they were moving. They were moving drugs. There's no question through this. I mean, drugs are worth more than the people that they would possibly smuggle in and out. So it had to be about that. And that's why it was a souped up deal. And I don't know, will they catch anyone in the middle of this, a rat in the middle of the tunnel? Doubtful now, because everybody knows about the tunnel, but, you know, who knows? Bottom line, it is interesting. And they've had so many tunnels for so long. And that really is the area. Absolutely. 100%, that's where they go. Because there's something about how they can get out of an industrial area in Tijuana and into San Diego. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe. Hey, Kate, I listen to you all the time on KVOI in Tucson. I love it when you give the shout-out to the desert. I hope to see you there soon. Sounds like you spent some time in Arizona, our fine state. How about Lamar Alexander saying he's going to oppose calling witnesses? Are you surprised? No, I mean, this crucial vote is on Friday, and you got Susan Collins and others, I already mentioned this, who are jumping out of it, Mitt Romney and now Lamar Alexander. I don't think they're going to have witnesses, and then that would mean they move on basically from impeachment in this trial, and then we're on to the State of the Union. Stay with us. Man Cave next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're beating them like they haven't been beaten before. boy, you know, all the noises about their crazy debates, nobody's watching their debates.
President Trump at a packed COG Keep America Great rally in Des Moines, Iowa, telling the crowd,
but it's all about their debates. They don't care about the farmer. Everything out here, they love Trump, and you should love Trump with what I've done.
To Capitol Hill now and the impeachment trial, Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul reacting to Chief Justice Roberts, who refuses to read his question out loud as the question reportedly deals with the so-called whistleblower.
Presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person of a complainant from a whistleblower.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Sweet. We get the idea. We are in the man cave slash whoa man cave. And what are we talking about? What are we going to eat for the Super Bowl? What kind of snacks are we getting? Oh, especially me. It's very hard for me for the first time in a long time because I am getting in really, really good shape. I am. I mean, I actually think I have calf muscles, which is so shocking, from running slash walking. I got super serious in November. And it doesn't mean I can't, you know, have a sub or because it's a whole lifestyle thing. But I certainly can't go crazy hog wild like most people do on the Super Bowl. Give me some more of that dip. How about some more of that cheese? And, you know, you just go from there, and it's worse than Thanksgiving. It's like Thanksgiving times 10, only worse food. You know, there's no greens. Unless you go to a healthy Super Bowl party, I suppose. But if for most people, it's like the number one time pizzas are sold. It's a ridiculous amounts of pizzas that are delivered during the Super Bowl because it's like a national holiday in the United States. But even outside of the United States, people are really, really curious about it. And one of the big things is, and I mentioned it briefly, is the Super Bowl commercials because it gets talked about. It's a thing. And it's been a thing for a long time. And so a lot of companies realize it's a good launching pad for a new product. It can get some eyeballs by doing something clever and ultimately a branding kind of thing. And they pay a lot of money for those 30-second spots. Each year they go up. It's almost at $6 million. So we pulled a couple of them. And now this is radio, my favorite medium. But you will be seeing the video naturally. And two of them I really like, and one is eh, but we put it in the mix for a reason. But there's so many spots, and I think the one may end up being one of the best ones, but I would say the other two would be maybe somewhere in the middle, maybe not even, because they all get rated afterwards. So let's go to the Super Bowl commercials. There's three of them, and here is the first one. Roll it, Eric.
Come out, come out, wherever you are. I've got new Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original.
But without any of the sugar.
Here's Mountain Dew Zero.
I am thirsty.
Go. So The Shining, that is a reference to The Shining, the spot. And, of course, Jack Nicholson was the lead character, Jack Torrance, in The Shining. This movie was from 1980. And if you don't know anything about it, he was the caretaker of a huge hotel in Colorado. And he was hoping to cure his writer's block. He went there with his wife, Wendy, played by Shelley Duvall, and his son, Danny. And he had these psychic premonitions. He was plagued by them, and it was really crazy, scary. It was a psychological horror show, basically. So in the commercial, it's a spoof of that, and Bryan Cranston plays Jack. And it's so, so cleverly done. Eric, you saw it. I would give it, honestly, I would, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it like a 9. What would you say?
I would give it a 10.
You give it a 10. Why? Because it's funny and it's the throwback to The Shining. What if people didn't see The Shining?
They'd need to see The Shining.
but maybe it still would be clever to them because it's well acted.
Yeah, if you like Bryan Cranston, for sure. I think it's funny. And it's really well produced, so. And I actually read the book before I saw the movie, and I loved the book, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the book. Are you kidding? The book was good. That was vintage, what, Stephen King?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, he's so good. If you aren't scared by at least one book that he's written, you have no blood in your body. You have ice in your veins, as they say. Because I can stand horror. Not slasher, because I don't care about slasher, but psychological thrillers and stuff. But his books, they can really take me right to the edge. I mean, he knows how to turn a phrase like nobody's business, especially when it comes to that genre. So the whole idea here is, Eric, that the Mountain Dew has zero sugar.
Yeah, so I guess he's mad about that.
Give me my sugar back.
I don't know. It's funny, though.
It is. It's funny. And Tracy Ellis Ross is in it, too. She's the mother on Blackish, and she's Diana Ross's, by the way, daughter. And I think she does a really fine job, too, acting this little spot out. It was clever. They were perfect for this. All right, so here's our next one. People remember that Betty White really was clever in the Snickers commercials that they did. Gosh, I want to say now it's been over a decade ago. But this is a different kind of Snickers spot, and here it is.
Grown men ride scooters. Everyone's texting dirty pics.
Baby's clean after produce.
Hi, Carol.
Robocall up in the mix.
The world is out of sorts. We need to fix it quicker. We're trying to fix the world by feeding it.
Being the world of Snickers?
Yep.
Will it work?
Milk keeps getting reinvented.
Autocorrect.
Fact is so demented.
Politics just makes us sick. Ew, yeah.
The surveillance state's got brand new tricks.
No, we don't.
Seriously.
We're not spying.
The world is out of control.
So
we need to fix it quicker. We
gotta fix the world by beating its makers. We're in a huge hole.
The Snickers hole is working.
All right, so it's so interesting because in this spot, it is this big hole, and they're calling it the Snickers hole is working, and people come from all over. It kind of, you know, out of all these corners of the world, it kind of reminded me of a long, an old commercial. I mean, I think I was even a kid when this commercial came out. I barely remember it. I had to look it up, but it was Buy the World a Coke. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. It, with the way the people gathered, it was sort of like that. And I don't know. I think it was pretty clever. I would give it at least a 7. Eric, what do you think?
I honestly don't really care for that one.
You don't like it?
I just don't care. I don't even care to rate it, to be honest.
All right, so not good. So you say it's not good. I gave it, what did I say, like a 7 because it goes back to the whole Coke thing. I don't know. It's definitely not clever like the football thing with Betty White and the hanger idea, which I thought they really worked that pretty well, and maybe they were trying to get away from that. So Snickers gets a thumbs down from you and a medium thumb from me. And then we move on to, of course, more food, because it's always food and cars and technology, etc. So this one is Pop-Tarts. Check it out.
Are you tired of pretzels not being Pop-Tarts, toaster pastries? Are you struds to snack? Pop-Tarts fix that for you. From ho-hum to so yum, Pop-Tarts pretzel is the perfect combo of sweet and salty, filled with cinnamony sugar, all in a revolutionary toaster-ready shape. It's a pretzel, but better, because it's from Pop-Tarts. Let them change your life.
All right, flat out, thumbs down. This product is going to be hard for people to make the transition to anyway. And debuting it in that way on the Super Bowl, I think it really missed the mark. What do you think, Eric?
I don't care about that one either.
Yeah, if you're going to get a pretzel, you're going to an old standby. There's so many great pretzel makers that I don't think you're going to a Pop-Tart pretzel.
Yeah, I'd rather have a real pretzel.
Real pretzel, exactly, than what they're offering. So I think that product is going to have a hard time. They were trying somehow, I don't know, maybe they got together and, you know, there's pressure to make something new, and somebody says, let's do a pretzel. So my prediction is it's going to tank. Not just the commercial, but that product is going to tank. Yep, absolutely. So anyway, commercials are a big deal. This will be talked about. We'll tell you how the ads fared. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
Will you be watching the Super Bowl on Sunday?
No, I gotta work.
I gotta work. Make them get you a TV, for goodness sake, in the mothership. Can they not get you a television so you can watch it?
I'll ask for a couch before I ask for a TV, and I don't think they'll get us that either.
Oh, you need a couch, because here's what happens. Then you can take a break, bring in a blanket, and take a nap.
Nap.
Naps are good. All right, so I don't think anyone will be napping during the Super Bowl. 49ers and the Chiefs. You know, the line is Kansas City 1.5. We did our nail the score thing. Everybody picked Kansas City except for me. It's almost like it's a miracle if the 49ers win this. I don't know. I think it's going to be a close game. I really do. I think it lives up to what the odds makers have pegged it at. And it could be the kind of the edge of your seat watch. I hope it is. I hope it's not a blowout. I hope it isn't. Stay with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
All right, some of you actually said you wanted, you like the fact that we take some breaks from the politics of it all. We know that at this point, it doesn't look like we'll see that there's going to actually be an upvote for witnesses on the whole impeachment trial. The Republicans have the numbers, so it could be, you know, boom, boom, wash our hands, we're done, and that's it, and we bounce into the next week, but it remains to be seen. So, in the meantime, besides football, we always have new movies that come out every single weekend. The problem is, a lot of great movies have already come out, and they're there. Some of them are up for Oscars, like 1917. I want to see that movie. And I understand it's incredible. Sam Mendes, who directed it, is up for Best Director. Then there is the Star Wars movies. If you're part of the Star Wars fan club, you might go and see the last one. I thought it was okay. But a lot of the good movies have frankly already been released. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that came out a couple months ago. And I'll if you don't care about subtitles, I got a recommendation for you, but now you can stream it. This movie is really clever. It's called Parasite, and it's all subtitles. It's a Korean movie, and my brother kept saying, you have to see it, you have to see it. And I thought, oh, geez, you know, I've got to be staring at it the whole time. You mean I can't multitask? No, see it, see it. Really good. Like A++++. So with that in mind, I didn't think there was anything great that was coming out. Like Gretel and Hansel, the thriller. Doolittle's Tanking. Bad Boys for Life. I like both of the actors, but So I'm going to say, especially Will Smith, I'm going to say there's a couple of movies that are coming up months from now that I decided would be more fun for you to hear little snippets of. Thank you, Hollywood. I'm promoting some movies for you way ahead of time because I've been at a few movies where they actually have been promoted, except for the one, and I thought they looked really good. So the first thing is Gal Gadot. Every man like is crazy about her, and every woman wants to be her. She is the new Wonder Woman. She took over the mantle from Linda Carter. So there's another Wonder Woman coming out, and this time Patty Jenkins, the director, decided, okay, with this movie we should go back. So let's go back in time, and it made sense, and I think it looks really good. It's called Wonder Woman 1984. Take a listen.
My life hasn't been what you probably think it has. We all have our struggles.
Have you ever been in love?
A long, long time ago. You?
So many times. Yeah, all the time.
Welcome to the future. Life is good, but it can be better. And why shouldn't it be? All you need is to want. Think about finally having everything you always wanted.
I can save today, but you can save the world.
Now, I take what I want in return.
Everyone will see.
You know what you need to do.
Nothing good is born from life. And greatness is not what you think. That's just a trash can.
It's just a trash can.
Yeah.
So you heard Chris Pine's voice there, Steve Trevor. He was her love interest in one of the movies. Gal Gadot, as I mentioned, Wonder Woman. Kristen Wiig, very funny, and looks like she has a pretty decent part in this. Robin Wright is also in it. Pedro Pascal is also one of the stars of this. And I predict it's going to blow out the box office. It was supposed to come out in November, but they had to tinker with it. It was something else that was going on. So instead, it comes out in June of 2020. They didn't want to rush the pre-production, that whole kind of thing. So, yay. It's something to look forward to. All right, this I'm really looking forward to as well. Tom Cruise and Top Gun made a lot of people want to join the Navy or be a part of the Top Gun, very difficult program to get in. I had a cousin who was in Top Gun, and I went to his wedding in Annapolis. It was incredible. And anyway, I love this original movie a zillion years ago. So here is Top Gun 30 years later, coming out in June.
Your instructor is one of the finest pilots this program has ever produced. His exploits are legendary. What he has to teach you may very well mean the difference between life and death.
Your reputation precedes you.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting an invitation back.
They're called orders, Maverick.
The first one came out in 1986, so isn't this interesting, the new one, all these years later, and apparently the stunts in it are incredible. Tom Cruise, you can hear his voice, he's part of this cast, of course he is, because he would be the main star. Miles Teller, a clever young actor, also in this one. I think it's going to do really well. I mean, the original one, box office take, $356.8 million. I'm predicting it's going to do well. Anyway, something to look forward to in June. In the meantime, you can stream a whole bunch of other movies, including Parasite that I mentioned, if you don't mind subtitles. It's excellent. Thanks to all of you for indulging me and listening to this show. You can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here?
Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.